This is NETM Valley Voices Summer Shorts Podcast. I'm Tara Bronner from Ludlow, and this is my story, Tuesdays with Lois. This was my first time as a storyteller ever, and I want to thank Vanessa Cirillo and my fellow storytellers for supporting me throughout the process and not making me feel like the amateur I was. I chose Tuesdays with Lois because in these uncertain times, I wanted to share a story that love and compassion can be found in even our darkest moments if we just look for the light. I hope you enjoy.
When I first met Lois, she was working on a master's degree in foul language and had just celebrated her 8th birthday. Besides foul language, she enjoyed tossing chairs and kicking the shins of anybody that was within close proximity. Lois was tiny for her age, had coal black hair, and a voice that sounded like she just smoked a pack of Marlboro Reds. I came to know Lois as a counselor at a program for kids who were struggling in the traditional public school setting. I was asked to be her outreach counselor. I was hesitant to take it on at first, not because I was afraid of her, but I was a little afraid of her. But because at the time, my marriage of less than a year was crashing and burning. My husband was in a mental health crisis he wouldn't get help for. He was cycling through jobs at a rapid rate, and he had several debts that just kept rolling in. But I decided to take it on. At first, it was a little rocky. I remember having to grab my badge and look for it when we went to the arcade and Lois didn't want to go home. So she decided to yell in front of the whole arcade, "Help! Help! This lady's trying to kidnap me!" If I could have died from embarrassment, I'd be talking to you from a wooden coffin instead of this stage. But over time, I got to know more of Lois's story. Her mom passed away from cancer when she was 5, and her dad was a pretty serious alcoholic, which caused Lois to have to bounce in and out of foster care several times. But Lois and I just kept chugging along, and we started to grow a really strong bond. Our favorite place to go was Van Horn Park, where we'd like to look for frogs or hit softballs out on the field. Tuesdays with Lois were quickly becoming my most favorite day of the week. It was an escape for both of us. I got to hide out from my marriage, and Lois got to hide out and escape from all the things that 8-year-olds should never have to escape from. She always held my hand wherever we went. While I remember all the successes I had with Lois, the day I remember the most is the day that I feel like I failed her. She had been bounced from another foster home, and normally I would have taken a few minutes to talk to her to see how she was doing. But it was a hectic day at the program. People were running all over the place. We were trying to scramble the kids up for lunch. My phone was vibrating in my back pocket. I knew it was my husband, either losing another job or a bill collector calling to collect on some debt. I was distracted. I didn't even pay attention when we were walking to lunch and Lois didn't hold my hand. As we were walking across the street, Lois dashed off into traffic. I took off after her, almost knocking her to the ground. So, picture it. I'm screaming for a staff person to come help. Lois is howling and trying to smash her head on the concrete. We're both crying, covered in snot. My right hand is bleeding from where she's dug her hand in so tight that she's drawn blood. We are the definition of a hot mess. Unfortunately, that was the last I saw of Lois. She ended up having to be hospitalized, and then she was moved to a program to the other side of the state. My marriage took its last breath, and we got a divorce. I ended up moving on to another job. But mostly I'm grateful for the time I spent with Lois because it taught me some great lessons. First, that no matter how much you love someone, sometimes you can't fix a broken heart. And sometimes, even if you only know somebody a short time, they leave a mark on your heart. In Lois's case, she left a literal mark. There's a tiny scar on my right hand from the day that she dug her nails in so tight. And whenever I look at it, I think about my time with Lois and how we tried to help each other through two little girls lost trying to find our way back home. Thank you.
That was Tara Bronner with her story, Tuesdays with Lois. I'm Katie Wright, the producer of the Valley Voices podcasts, and around here we are gearing up for Valley Voices Season 11. We'll be holding live storytelling events at lots of cool venues in our area, so make sure you keep an eye on nepm.org to get tickets, because these events do tend to sell out. Better yet, sign up for our Valley Voices email list, and you'll be the first one to hear when these tickets go on sale. Drop an email to valleyvoices@nepm.org, and meet me back here next week for one more Summer Short from NEPM.